George W. Bush and Dick Cheney recently unveiled an energy strategy that involves the creation of some 1,500 new power plants. That's a lot of power plants. Among other things, the Bush administration wants to drill in the Arctic Refuge, drill off the coast of Florida, increase nuclear energy production, loosen environmental regulations so that power plants can be built faster, and, oh yeah, conserve. But we shouldn't conserve too much because, according to presidential spokesman Ari Fleischer, the American people's use of energy is a reflection of the strength of the economy. The American way of life is a blessed one, and we have a bounty of resources. With this plan, Bush and Cheney may have captured their place in history, not as great leaders or visionaries, but as the men who gave us permission to fail. While the Bush plan supports some alternative energy development, as well as home weatherizing programs and modest energy efficiency efforts, the real plan is to build and burn. Instead of encouraging personal responsibility or sacrifice, they tell us that our lives should be infinitely comfortable and convenient. Consumption is our vice, and it's easier to hand over the fuel than to fight us. Why lead when it's so much easier to follow? And yet, when leaders do lead, Americans can be enthusiastic followers. In 1942, during World War II, Americans responded to agriculture shortages and produced nearly 40% of our nation's vegetables in their own private victory gardens. And though it doesn't come easy, we do make progress when our leaders demand it. Take the issue of race. The battle is far from over, but we would never have made it this far if people like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and President Kennedy hadn't pushed us, led us somewhere new. The times don't change on their own. People change the times. The past several decades have also seen attitude changes about smoking, about drinking and driving, about seatbelts. Why? Because someone led the way. During the 1970s energy crunch, Jimmy Carter asked Americans to turn down their thermostats. While he was criticized at the time, history has been kind to him. He is widely considered a man of integrity and responsibility, in part due to efforts such as that one. Undoubtedly, a massive conservation effort will be difficult. Americans tend to be self-indulgent, consumptive creatures. But we're also hard-working, innovative people. We can find new and better ways to conserve. We can find cleaner, more efficient sources of energy. We can change. Come on, fellows in the White House. Do your jobs and lead the way.